Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're continuing with the subject called Spiritual Warfare Introduction, and we're doing part three from a six-part series, and the topic is the battle in the spirit. When we are born again to the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ and receiving his salvation, God does not want us to be naive to the spiritual battles that are going around us. This is where many people or many Christians fall and lose their victories or don't have their victories, is they don't understand there is a spiritual realm in the battle is in the spirit first, and then it comes into the natural. God wants us to be spiritual adults that we can handle the spiritual and the natural worlds in the authority through and in Christ Jesus with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God by faith. In the world, people will say, I'll believe it when I see it. And God doesn't work that way. We have to believe before we can see it. As Christians, we are in a spiritual battle of some sort on a daily basis. In warfare, battles are fought on different fronts. The different reasons and the varying degrees of intensity, the same is true in the spiritual realm regarding spiritual warfare. Our spiritual battles and warfare are real, even though we cannot physically see the attacker, but we can educate ourselves on how the battles are fought and how they impact our lives on a daily basis. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, this verse is not only talking about our salvation, it is also talking about our victory every day. Reading from verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Everyday victory is achieved by knowing, believing, and understanding the battles that we are enduring daily. Regardless if we are passive or active in the battles, they are still happening. We also read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that is human beings, but we against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This scripture is clearly saying we have battles in the spiritual realm, and not so much in the natural realm, but it's the spiritual realm where the battles are taking place on a continuous basis. We also read in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 16, who is in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in the heaven and are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him for him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, what is required for us to believe? Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. However, since we do not see it, we often fail to believe it. If we do not believe it, then we cannot be aware of all that's going on around us. Whether we choose to believe in the existence of spiritual beings and places does not change the fact of their existence and their activities. We believe with the eyes of our heart instead with the eyes of our head. There are times also when God will allow us or somebody to see into the spiritual realm. In other words, he will open up their physical eyes or their spiritual eyes to see into the spiritual world. This is not often that it happens, but it does happen. We see a typical example here in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 11 to 17. And going to verse 17, and Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elijah. We also see in Daniel chapter 10, verses 7 to 17, verse 7, and Daniel alone saw the vision, for the men that were with him saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so they fled to hide themselves. The stories above which I've just mentioned represent two different times of activity that are taking place in the invisible realm around us. God allowed these men in the physical realm to see into the spiritual realm. The Lord opened up the eyes of Elijah's servant to see the host of God's army. His spiritual eyes were open to see into the spiritual warfare around him. And only Daniel saw the angel standing before him as everyone else felt the terror and fled from the scene. Daniel was granted access to see, hear, and speak spiritually as he would communicate with the angel. The Bible explicitly warns against the practice of spiritual fascinations. Just as the agent of God exists in the invisible realm, so do the agents of Satan. The demonic forces want to lure us or you into deceptions of power and supernatural activities of witchcraft, horoscopes, and psychic activities that can seem innocent on the surface yet are a dangerous influence causing great harm to those who get involved. We see in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 26 to 31, verse 26, "And you shall not eat anything with blood, neither shall you use enchantment." When you read the scripture fully through, God's warning us not to come into these things. They are not godly, they are ungodly, and they belong to Satan. Satan has got no authority in your life unless you give him that, and that can be done very innocently, not knowing, but we need to know the word of God so we can compare the word of God to what we're going through and what Satan would put in our direction. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 19 to 14 is also worthwhile reading. There are forces both angelic and demonic that are actively working around us. There is an evil that we fight in our spiritual warfare. We need to understand that the battle is not against flesh and blood, that is humans, but against powers in the heavenly places. As we begin to get revelation of the spiritual warfare, we will begin to understand how the enemy moves against us in the spiritual realm. I hope you've enjoyed today. This is a beginning topic that will help you more understand that there is a spiritual realm, and God wants us to understand the spiritual realm. In reality, we're a spiritual being. That's our main position. We're a spiritual being. We have a soul and we live in a body. And God wants us, like Christ Jesus, to operate in the spirit, not ignoring the soul or the body, of course, but bringing them in the right position. Spirit first, soul, and then body. We are spiritual beings, and God has recreated us and told us to walk and be in the image of his Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you for being with me today. I hope that's helped you to the next step of spiritual introduction to spiritual warfare. Thank you and God bless.